This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Pedro Rubio. Date of birth, July the 19th, 1963. Case ID number is 567-9265. Date of exam, August the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn, dated 4/14/2023, and August the 30th, 2022, and March the 9th, 2023. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left hand injury, comma, leg weakness, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and heart issues with status post surgery. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2011, where he was a construction worker for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his brother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, left hand injury. Number two, leg weakness. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. And number five, heart issues / status post surgery. History of allegations. Number one, left hand injury and leg weakness. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop problems with his cervical spine, in which there was stenosis of the cervical spine by MRI and by physical exam, and he started to have weakness in all his limbs, but especially the left upper and lower extremity. The claimant has weakness in his legs, and MRI was performed, which confirmed that he did have a severe cervical stenosis. The claimant went on to have surgery in March of 2023, which consisted of a fusion of the cervical spine in order to stabilize his neck area. X-rays and MRIs were performed. He denies any fractures or other surgeries for the neck and denies any injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He also complains of numbness and weakness of all four extremities, but especially of the left upper and lower extremity. His limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, and use a coffee cup, comma, and sometimes button his clothes as well as lift 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. He does have an assistive device, which is a walker that he uses all the time when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Mario Angeles and Dr. Melissa Macias. He is presently on methocarbamol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets TID, and hydrocodone / acetaminophen, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID. He does minimal physical activity secondary to his condition and has weakness of all four extremities. His condition at this time is poor but stable. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, occipital headaches, comma, and blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction times two. And in 2020, he had two cardiac stents placed in Mexico. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents or nephropathy at this time. He is presently taking hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, losartan, potassium, 100 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD, metoprolol, succinic, ER, 50 milligrams QD, and nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually Q5 minutes. PRN for chest pain. His blood pressure at this visit was 151 over 95 mmHg. A second reading was performed, and it was 155 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states in 2020, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He was placed on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD and told to take an aspirin of 81 milligrams QD. The claimant has had two myocardial infarctions, but no cerebral vascular accidents. His levels at this time include an HDL of 34, a low-density lipid of 61, and triglycerides of 76. The cholesterol level was not on the lab. However, his levels appear to be very well controlled. These are recent labs, which were performed on May the 12th, 2023. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, history of coronary artery disease with status post stent placement. The claimant states that in 2020, he was in Mexico and diagnosed with coronary artery disease and was having severe chest pain in Mexico at the time. Two stents were placed in his artery. He was diagnosed with an inferior lateral myocardial infarction with an ejection fraction of 58%. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in his chest area, which would radiate up to his head and shoulders and to his neck area. He states sometimes the pain would last for 3 hours. However, he has, since the surgery of putting the stents in, he has had no chest pain at all. He states occasionally he'll have chest discomfort, which is precipitated by the exertion of walking, which is mild. He states sometimes he even has chest pain with food intake. He was placed on nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually, PRN for chest pain, but states that he has not had to use them. He states the pain is just relieved by resting and sometimes by antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, nausea, comma, and dizziness. He denies any diaphoresis or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies having diabetes mellitus, smoking at this time, but states that when he was younger, he did smoke 6 cigarettes per day for 20 years. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath. The claimant states he has to sleep with two pillows at night and occasionally has some mild pedal edema and orpnea. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease with unstable angina and mild heart failure. His EKG, which was performed in 2020, reveals an inferior lateral myocardial infarction with an ejection fraction of 58%. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 82 from hypertension and a myocardial infarction. He had severe coronary artery disease. His mother died at the age of 78 from cirrhosis of the liver. Medications. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD. Losartan potassium, 100 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Methocarbamol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets TID. Ondansetron, 4 milligrams TID. Metoprolol, succinic ER, 50 milligrams QD. Tamsulosin, hydrochloride, 0.4 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Hydrocodone / acetaminophen, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually Q5 minutes, purine as needed for chest pain. Medical problems. Hypertension, comma. Heart disease with coronary artery disease and with the necessity for 2 stents secondary to unstable angina, history of myocardial infarction times 2, chronic left shoulder pain, history of asymmetric left lateral ventricles, a poor encephalic cyst with cyst encephalomasia, diagnosed in 1985 with a craniotomy performed to remove the cyst. History of cervical spine surgery with cervical spine fusion performed in March of 2023 for cervical stenosis with bilateral radiculopathy. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Hypercholesterolemia, benign prostate hypertrophy, and gastritis. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors. But states that he did have seizures in 1985 when he had the cyst in his brain, which has resolved and resolved in 1985. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 196 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 151 over 95 and 155 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 33.5. General. This is a 60-year-old male. who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his nephew. Could you please drop down to visual acuity? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant did not come with glasses. Could you drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a 15-centimeter midline vertical cervical spine scar on the back of his neck where a fusion was performed to stabilize his neck secondary to cervical stenosis and bilateral radiculopathy. There is also a 3-centimeter right vertical scar on the anterior part of his neck on the right side where surgery was performed, most likely than not for another surgery. No medical records were given for this surgical procedure, and it's hard to tell exactly what kind of surgery was performed. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was somewhat flat, and his mood was somewhat flat and not appropriate for the time. He had a decreased clear thought processes, but his memory was fair, concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 3+, which is a little bit elevated. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for a slight decrease in extraocular movements, which include the 3rd, 4th, and 6th cranial nerves. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did have weakness of his lower extremities, especially on the left side. The claimant did come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was positive. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness, especially of the lower extremities and the left upper extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, secondary to the cervical fusion and the weakness the claimant has of all extremities. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremity, especially in the shoulder area, and in the knee area where the claimant has weakness and is unable to flex his knees. Straight leg raise exam and the sitting position was 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to climb up onto the examination table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left upper lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. An assisted device, he requires a walker at all times and may soon need a wheelchair. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. However, the claimant is unable to oppose, pinch, or make a normal closed fist at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant appears to have some mild problems with ocular movements, which include cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at 3+. Sensory examination was increased to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was increased. There is some evidence of muscle wasting of the left upper extremity with spasms noted. Muscle strength is plus 3/5 for all tested areas, but especially for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. EKG. Normal sinus rhythm, left axis deviation, inferior infarct, which appears to be old, and the claimant does have a abnormal EKG, but does not have any acute findings on the EKG, which indicates that the myocardial infarction he had is old finding at this time. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears well, but has difficulty in speaking. Although his speech is understandable, but the claimant is hesitant when he speaks. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of bilateral radiculopathy and muscle weakness of all four extremities, especially on the left upper and lower extremity. He is able to heel and toe walk, but with much difficulty. And his tandem walk is abnormal, and he is unable to perform this without his walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally, although strength on all four extremities is plus 3/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting of the left upper extremity and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but does have some limitations, mild limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well, but with some limitations, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to coronary artery disease with history of myocardial infarction times 2, comma, cervical stenosis with radiculopathy and muscle weakness, comma, history of brain tumor, which has been surgically removed, comma. And also history of seizure disorder, which has resolved. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left hand injury dash coming from chronic cervical radiculopathy. The claimant has difficulty in using his arm. Allegation number two, leg weakness, also coming from cervical stenosis with radiculopathy, has been corrected with a cervical spine fusion. However, the claimant does have muscle weakness as well as nerve damage of all four extremities, but especially of the left upper and lower extremity. Number three, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 155 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, hypercholesterolemia being treated. His last levels in May were normal. Number five, heart issues with status post-surgery of placement of two stents in 2020 for coronary artery disease with blockage and unstable angina with mild congestive heart failure. EKG reveals a inferior lateral MI, which he had back in 2020. The EKG today reveals a inferior infarct with normal sinus rhythm with no acute changes, which indicates that these are old findings. His ejection fraction is 58%, which is fair. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Pedro Rubio.